A place where, a farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk.
Dairy.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a farm like that?
I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm. And where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
You want me to tell you where I've seen white people keep their milk and butter, but they didn't get too much of it at a time. They'd, in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
they'd keep one window up. They'd get a box the size of that opening
uh-huh.
of that window. And that box would be all screened on the outside, and you'd get the cool breeze in that little box from the outside. And you put your butter and your steak, but you don't buy no whole lot of stuff. It's just a small amount.
Uh-huh.
And they'd use it up, you see.
What did they call that box?
I don't know. I really don't know. We never did have one, but Mrs. her husband was a butcher. And she'd get too much meat, and she didn't want it, brains and liver, calf liver, sweetbreads and things like that. She'd call my grandmother and give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because grandma would go over there and nurse her babies when they were sick. But what would they call it?
I don't know.
Let's see. It wasn't a nice box.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a safe?
Oh, honey, we've had safes, yes.
That's something different.
That's something that stands up like that china closet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has shelves in it. And you put your dishes in there, and it is, it has screen wire. Around it, and sometimes it's glass around the doors. And then at the bottom it's just cupboard, it might have doors, just two doors at the bottom. Kind of a cupboard there for the dishes or pots or something, I don't know. But you'd call it nothing but a safe.
Uh-huh.
That safe took the name in for all of it.
Do you ever hear of people storing potatoes or turnips during the winter? They didn't do that around here?
No, darling. Any potatoes my grandmother would raise, she'd store them on the stove. She'd cook them. No, she'd cook them, no. And turnips, I don't know, we never... Grandma would cook the turnip greens and then peel the turnips and put in the greens. But since I've been a grown woman, well, I had a chiropractor doctor tell me the greens are good for you. But those turnips are no good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. They're not good for you.
Say if you raised a lot of corn or something, you'd say, this year we had a good
crop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the corn would grow out in the
field.
Uh-huh. What about something smaller than a field that things would grow in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a patch?
A patch? Mm-hmm. I have heard of it, yes. A little patch of corn or something. I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get the ground ready for planting, you'd break it up with a...
I don't know what you do with it. That's this year, man, my husband, he came from a country town. And I see a lot of people around here make a nice little garden the size of that room. But I tell him he hasn't ever, he's too glad to get away from that little country town. He's never made a garden of any kind, no.